Welcome back, everyone, to Talkin' Asset Management with KPMG. As we've mentioned a number of times before now, this is just a credit lending mini-series on really specific, targeted, and foundational areas that we really want to make sure that people understand. And today, joining me is one of my principals in KPMG, Sam Riesenberg, part of our Washington National Tax Practice International, but really focused on credit and credit structuring. So, Sam, we've talked about a lot of different areas, but one area that maybe we haven't really focused on is the trading safe harbor and origination. So can you maybe give an overview of what that really is and how that works?
The trading safe harbor is a concept that Congress put into the law around this concept of branch, right? That we generally have a branch if you're doing too much activity or certain types of activity within the United States or through an agent in the United States. But one thing that Congress was concerned about was, what about the capital markets? We want people to invest in our capital markets in the U.S., and we don't want the concept of a U.S. trader business to mean that, hey, I'd prefer to use a London-based, U.S.-based broker to accomplish my trades on the New York Stock Exchange, for example. So they put in what we generally refer to as the trading safe harbor, which is a part of the statute on U.S. trader business, that says that if all you or your agent is doing is trading in stocks and securities, you don't have the risk of a U.S. trader business, right? If your activities are limited to that. Now, the issue we have is that when you're originating a loan, as opposed to just buying a loan in the public markets, when you're actually doing the act of originating a loan, it's very unclear whether that is within the trading safe harbor. Because once you produce that loan, you can say that perhaps it's a security within the trading safe harbor. I know that Paul talked about securities for significant modification purposes and recapitalizations. We don't have that same concept for the trading safe harbor. It says any loan is a security for this purpose. The key here is whether or not you have a debt instrument that was originated and the act of origination creates the issue. That act of origination is outside the trading safe harbor. We don't have any guidance on that point. Most practitioners, but certainly the IRS, believe that origination is outside the trading safe harbor, and they're currently reviewing that particular point in audits, and there's a pending case on this point, which we've talked about, YA Global, which could, when it's decided, address this particular point.
See, we're going to get into more detail in a subsequent podcast on different structuring, but what do people generally do to minimize their exposure on direct versus secondary lending?
So there's a couple things. You don't want to be involved in origination activities. So certainly if you're purchasing in the public market securities that have already been held by another person, you're within the trading safe harbor. If, however, someone is originating on your behalf or is treated as originating on your behalf, and certainly if you're originating yourself, you run into these gray areas that we're concerned about. So if somebody else is originating on their own behalf, and then you end up subsequently in a separate transaction buy from that person, then perhaps you can get comfortable with the fact that you're not originating yourself. There's a lot of thought that goes into the way that that needs to be done that doesn't create an agency relationship between the parties. And that's very important, that the person that's doing the origination, for example, a bank or a broker-dealer, financial person, intermediary in the market, is the one that actually is doing it in their own name, in their own ability, and has the financial wherewithal to be able to do that origination. If that's the case and they're doing that, and then at some later point in time, they then sell it to you, remember the trading safe harbor then applies if we're treating that secondary sale as a true separate transaction because you're simply buying a security in the market for this purpose. So that's essentially a way that a lot of people may try to deal with this point.
Fantastic, Sam. Well, look, thank you as always for your insights on this. I think this is an area in particular that people have a lot of questions on. So we appreciate you being on this call, and we appreciate everyone else for joining. We look forward to you joining on our future calls.
My pleasure.
Take care. Thanks.